What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. This podcast will serve as a platform for all opinions, ideas, problems, and solutions. Feel free to individually acknowledge specific conversations, positions, problems, and ideas that pertain specifically to you, your family, your community, and more, as long as it's done with respect. I am your host, Drew, aka Drew Breeze, and I want to talk to you. This podcast, entitled The Gray Area, represents the conversations we have at the dinner table, the barbershop, the beauty salons, the trap house, the church, even on the personal phone conversations, and so much more. We can't get to the solution of a problem if we're never willing to have the conversation. This is The Gray Area.
What's going on, my guy?
What's going on?
Oh, it's a blessing to have you on here today.
I appreciate it, man.
It's a blessing to go on. So you got a lot going on these days.
Trying, man. Trying to stay busy. I guess that's the way, you know, trying to be successful, stay busy.
Yeah. Running it up.
Running,
man, like, I saw this dude the other day on IG. He was kicking it with LeBron James.
Okay.
But he sells shoes. That's what he do. He sells shoes. I can't think of his name now, just because we talking about him. But he be in Cleveland a lot.
He be with LeBron?
Right after they won the ships. We gotta talk about that.
Man.
How you feel about it?
I feel like it's like a JV championship game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Relegated that low?
Yeah, because, I mean, to them, I would be happy. Like, I'd be, you know, LeBron in a minute. But as a fan, you know, to watch that and, like, go in the middle of the season like that, like, they got to stay home, COVID, then to jump in the season, their minds ain't right. And a lot of people didn't play. Like, Kevin Durant could have came back. Kyrie could have played. Them dudes didn't come. A lot of them NBA dudes didn't come back because they wasn't feeling that COVID. So just the LeBron.
So wait, that because that's how the Heat got put in there in the first place, right?
Yeah, a lot of them teams would never even made it.
I keep telling people, man, we saw Jimmy Butler that we ain't never seen before. Some people said he been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's been Jimmy the whole time. But I ain't never seen Jimmy play like that.
I was telling my boy the other day, like, my best friend, he's in New York.
Okay.
And I was telling him, like, yo, like, Jimmy is, like, one of them dudes, like, where you need him on your team. Like, he won't be the crowd's favorite, but Jimmy gonna get you that dub.
They trying to get Giannis now. That's gonna be a problem.
Man, that's gonna be a problem.
I just saw it a couple days ago on a little thing. They trying to get Giannis, and you know, there's rumors that Giannis was already up out of here.
Yeah, Giannis, I don't think he's going with the Bucks. That's for sure. But he gone. They messed up. That's one of those Oklahoma things.
Yeah.
When they had three MVPs on the same team.
Okay.
And you lose that? You can't lose that.
No,
like,
you
I don't
can't.
Care. Like,
not,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
not the way they, not when they had the possibility of beating them the way they did.
Nobody
and
there.
And lost.
Nobody there. Nobody. Westbrook gone, James Harden gone, and KD gone. On the same squad.
And y'all lost that. Then he just made that decision. I'm just going with it. How you feel about that?
What the
As name? A hoop. Like, when he signed with them.
Warriors.
Uh-huh.
At first, I was kind of like.
You think it's the same as what LeBron did? I don't. Because LeBron was never loss to Miami.
Yeah, but it's like one of these things. Like, you working a good ass job, right?
Yeah.
You making some good paper, but you just not, you know, the boss an asshole. People, you just not comfortable. You know, the people, they staring at you. But you making money. Everybody hating on you, just not comfortable. You just don't feel home.
Right.
But then you go down, you make less, you know, at another job. But you having fun. You having the best time of your life. Everybody helping each other. It's like you can go home. You got a little bit more time to spend with your family. And it just makes sense. So when I looked at it like that, like I took myself out of it as a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm a hooper. Like, you know, exactly. What I'm saying? I had to make big decisions to leave my family to, you know, to provide for them. And so I looked at it like that instead of a basketball point of view.
How long were you in China?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
So how that happen? Let's talk about that. How that go down?
Actually, man, like it's a dude I played. He played at Collinwood with me, and his name Ray Nall.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was over in China already, but then I hit him. I reached out to him, and I was like, "Yo, he said, let me go. We know we talk here and there." And then yeah. A few years passed by. And I ended up going to the D League, man. I was actually working for the Cavs. Like I was at the building crew. You know, when you build the courts, take them down. And
oh wow!
Yeah, I used to work for them. Like I used to clock in. My schedule said 12 o'clock. Nothing else. My schedule said 12 o'clock. No end date. No end time. No nothing. Man, we'd be there 2-3 in the morning, 12 noon. Come back in the morning, 12, like in the evening, like, in the afternoon, 12 noon. So we used to sleep in our cars and shit like that.
That's what, playing for the D League?
Nah.
Oh.
I wasn't playing. I was working.
Just working, okay.
Like literally, man, like it'd be a Cavs game. Then we had to tear down the Cavs arena to put up hockey. Like I was doing that. And every Thursday, they let us go work out. Oh. Every Thursday, go let us go work out. We can clock in at 1. That day, we can clock in at 1. So you got to think, my dedication and hard work, they just want to be successful. Yo, I used to get up in the morning, probably around like 9 o'clock, train myself until it's time to go to work and work to 12, 1. Hours. Yeah, like to who knows.
You did all that and then went to China.
I did that and the dude was watching me the whole time.
Oh,
it was a see-through window. Yeah. I used to literally train myself in a Cavs basketball court, like they practice gym, but it was a secret window in the gym. So come to find out, I got a call one day. I think it was like wrestling or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the back with a command center. That's where all the players and stuff go. And, you know, where they families and shit be at.
Yeah.
So I'm back there just chilling with my coworkers. I get a call on the radio like, John, we need to see you in the office. I'm like, all right, shit, I'll go back there. He's like, what you do Thursday? I said, I went to go work out and I clocked in. Like, that's it. He said, you did something that basically just changed your life. Like, gave me my contract. He said, check your email. It said, NBA contract. I almost passed out. NBA contract. Basically, I handed over my badge, everything, that right there in the office. He said, you no longer work for us.
You didn't have to think about it.
The boss said, you no longer work with us. You play for the Cavs. And it's the story on NBA.com right now. Check it out. That shit crazy, bro. Crazy. And I set out, I literally quit basketball for my family. Like, I wanted to just be a family man. Like, fuck it. Literally, like me, my stepdaughter, and my wife.
Right.
She was just, fuck it, we doing it. I don't like calling my stepdaughter. I raised her since she was like 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, so that's my baby.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
So. That's something because it speaks to the concept of what it means to continue at your craft when nobody looking that you know of. You never know who watching. That's why it take you know, for I be talking to people, we were talking about integrity, and this little boy said integrity is doing what you're supposed to do when nobody watching. So to think about that, it's that's why it means so much when you do what you say, when you do what you say, say what you do, stay consistent at that. And if you're going to say it, you know, be expecting at some point in time somebody to critique you, watch you, award you, reward you, all of that.
I think the people that succeed in life is the ones that get life. Like, they get it. And when you get it, it's not necessarily saying you got it in a bag. No, you can really be struggling, but you kind of like, you get it's gonna be ups, you're gonna get it's gonna be downs, and you gonna have your moments where you shine, and it's gonna sometime that light gonna dim on you too. It can be real dim, so
dark, real dark.
If you get that, if you know that that's what life is, I think you become successful at some point, because once you get it, you ain't gonna let it go back.
So you start playing for the Cavs, D-League. Then how that transition happen?
Played 4 games and messed up my toe. It was literally like you got 20 guys in the gym and we only fight for one spot. That goes from the center. It goes from the point guard, all that. You know how, like, me and you can compete, but we competing against the point guard position. No, it's like we all competing against each other. So imagine that. You trying to get on the NBA team. Imagine you trying to pass the ball to the nigga you have. You're not going against the center. You're going against everybody.
So it's like
but you can use that to your advantage. How? See, I thought quick.
Right.
Say everybody else in there was thinking like kill to be killed. Like,
okay.
I gotta stand out. But I had to think like, damn, like this the league. This right. The NBA. I'm not literally going on this team, the Cavs team, to be a superstar. I'm not. I'm sitting up here trying out for this team. Kyrie is there. Everybody, Deion Waiters at the time just got drafted. Like LeBron on his way back. So it's like, I'm not playing for no, really no shining spot. I just get my time when I get my time, but I got to get on this team. I got to show that I can pass this ball. I got to show I can be a good teammate.
Fundamentals.
Yeah.
Basics.
Man.
So that's the thing. You know, you already got the opportunity. You just got to seize the moment.
Yeah. That's the headache though.
So then you messed up your toe.
Yeah.
And is that what sent you over there?
Yep. And then I was real good friends with Dave Griffin. Okay. He was the Cavs GM.
Okay.
Now he's currently like the Pelicans.
Okay.
GM. So me and him was real cool. And he sent me over there. You know. He ain't sent me over there. That's where that story come back, where my friend from high school,
okay,
he called me like, yo, I got a gig for you. I got this tournament for you. You're going to be gone for 2 months, but they're going to pay you like 10 bands. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it. He like, and bro, like you can get an opportunity to get picked up from these teams, because a lot of these people that's in this tour, they own teams. So I'm like, all right, bet. No brainer. My wife like, go do it. I went down there. He set it up. It was like, soon I walk in the hotel, Jordans everywhere, all kind of shit everywhere, man. So I end up playing. We played for like a month. I ain't get no money.
Oh.
So I'm like, you know, do we get halfway?
Darn Chinese people. And
no, it wasn't the Chinese people. He was handling everything. He was like kind of like a player manager type thing. And I don't know, because I don't know their language. I don't know nothing. It's the first time I've been overseas. So.
Right.
Man, long story short, dude just, he basically took all my money. He blamed it on the Chinese dude. So he got paid on the tour, and he took my money on the tour. See, but
he's still alive today.
Yeah, he's still. But you know what? But you know what though? He was the black. He changed my life. He made he the person that changed that like turned me up because like I sat in there, and we stopped playing. The tournament stopped. We stayed there for a month. Now you gotta believe, like you gotta think. I got a plane ticket that's lasting 2 months. We only play a month worth of games. They just completely stopped playing. Like we went home for. They said we're gonna take a break. We was on tour for a month, hotel, everything, every day for a month. That well, after that month got done, he like we got a week to go to you know our house. So he had a house over there in city called Guangzhou. I went over there with him, of course, because I don't know nobody. Went over him, and I was like, yo, he going to pay the money? He's like, yeah, he said he going to pay. I mean, dude, for like 2 weeks straight, he's saying it. So he's like, yo, you trying to make some money, some shoes? So I'm like, because I'm frustrated at this point. I'm dogging him. Everybody uncomfortable. If I'm uncomfortable in this motherfucker, everybody got to be uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, that been like, oh, in prison. I'm in doing push up. He had a little weight set. I'm lifting weights.
Oh, it's that pressure right now.
And he was like, you want to sell some shoes? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I know you know a lot of people. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can make it happen. And my dude, Ray Skeen, he was like, yo, I'm gonna see what's up. I'm gonna see if you really for real, like they the shoes legit. I'm like, man, they legit because I seen them. So he like, give me three of them. I'm like, bet. And I charged them. They was at 72 and 10. That's when them first came out. And I charged him like $350 each.
All for the three?
He charged them $350 each. So I'm like, damn. Out of that money, so we looking at like, what's that?
Each.
Like 12? Was that 1,200?
Yeah, no, 350 each. That's 700 right there for 350. That's 950. No, that's 1,050.
Yeah, it was, so okay. So he did like 370.
We're not about to sound dumb on this one.
Right. It was, so it was like,
a band. It was at least a band.
From a band of 1,200, right?
Okay.
So he ended up giving me out of that, man, $75. But this the catch. $75 can take you so far in China, right? I mean, like, $75, you can spend that money like 7 bands.
Is the economy dollar that low?
Bro, it's a dollar. It's art. It's 636. To our dollar is 636 to their dollar. They like our dollar is compared, like if you go take a dollar, a US dollar, go down to China, it's $6.
$6. Yeah. So you had 75.
So I had $75, so I worked it. So I'm like, you know what? I already came from the bottom. I know you playing me. I already came from the bottom, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna follow you every day. To see where you going to go get them shoes. Because I just sold them. You didn't do nothing.
Right.
So I'm finna see what's up. I'm about to say, I must have, like, meet with
you. You put the Frank Lucas on them.
Yeah, instead of showing you my teeth, I'm going to show you I'm a dog. I'm still a dog. I don't got to show you my teeth, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a dog. Like, you still messing with the same nigga you knew in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just on a professional level, so I'm seeing how you play me, and I'm gonna just use it to your advantage without showing you, because if someone I would have dogged them and everything, it would have just been, get out or
yeah.
You just you know, nah, I just played my hand.
That's crazy. Just
got
too,
the
just...
plug, and look, it's over. Oh, it's over with.
So, I mean, you.
I'm look, talking about the real plug.
No, I'm sure because. These prices be a little too, mwah, yeah. You know, it'd be a little beautiful.
Yeah. So it draw people in to me.
Yeah.
Like it's not like my boy was like, man, if you don't be greedy, you literally like would be rich. Like you'll be rich. And I never was greedy, so I always came off the side like I was helping people, but the prices was like, it was iffy for people. Like, and you gotta think, I didn't know nothing about shoes, so I'm like, why wouldn't you go for this price? But I'm selling Yeezys for
less than what they retail.
So like you can't even fight the prices, but you like, I gotta see your product.
My name is Drew, and I atone to this message. If you would like some Yeezys, talk to my guy.
Thanks.
Yeah, man, that's and you just been turning up ever since. How long you been doing it?
So 7 years since I've been in China.
7 years.
Since I've been
in China. I ain't missed a beat.
No. I actually wanted to quit. Like, it was taking my money. My wife was like, no, this a $1 million business.
It was taking your money?
Yeah, it was because the boxes used to come back so bad. Like, oh, it was horrible, bro.
See, now here. Every shoe I done bought from you,
mm-hmm.
boxes be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the box I got today, so the outside box,
mm-hmm.
I got a little mad. I was like, no, no. But it was a box over the box. I was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. cool. I done dealt with people before. I mean, even in stores.
Yeah.
I done bought some shoes. And I'd be like, man, you know, a box is part of the price.
It's the deal.
It's part, you know, if I want to resell it, you got to bring that box with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you sell, you giving me this, and I'm paying full price. This box is not what's happening.
Yeah. And sometimes the box do still get a little, you know, banged up a couple times due to customs. But you see how I got smarter over the years. I'm losing money. So I'm like, all right, hey, y'all got to double these boxes. Because I'd rather that box on top of my box get ruined and my box would be okay.
Yeah.
And then now y'all got to bubble wrap that shit. Like, y'all got to, you know what I'm saying? So now, after so much money, the Chinese people, they don't talk. They don't go by you talking. It's all action.
You probably do your phone like Dope Boys.
Yeah.
Sell that phone for a couple bands.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's how I do, though. That's how I do.
I mean, it's, I never would have, you pretty much got like a whole Foot Locker. How many, you told me how many, you mind saying how many clients you got?
Like 800.
Like 800. That's but one
it's,
phone.
But everybody, it's really just affected Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody really affected by More Kicks. They don't even know it.
So you just started More Kicks?
Yeah.
You just opened a store?
Nope.
You ain't opened a store?
Mm-mm.
Are you opening a store?
Nope.
Gonna keep doing it how you doing it?
Yeah. It's like, everybody gotta eat.
Yeah.
Once I open up that store, it's like, you know,
it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, it changes things. But with me like this, everybody eats. Even if I don't even know you, that's why I say everybody.
It's a couple.
A lot of people affected by More Kicks.
Yeah, it's a couple people out here doing the same thing, but they reach. I was actually just looking at this dude yesterday. He had for a while. I mean, he got bread. He got a couple blue checks buying from him. A couple of Browns players buy from him. But I was looking at him and he just, I don't know what's going on. It's like, it don't seem like he's doing it. And I don't know. He could probably just be like, I'm just not posting on social media. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm still doing my thing. You know, it is what it is. But that from watching yours and then a few others, you know, I see another dude, he doing it every day. He, you know, posting. Got these shoes, he posting, clients posting this stuff, and then you got the few of them that's just like, what's going on? Y'all still out here?
Well, it's different reasons. It's different reasons why they doing it. You know, if they just see it for like a hustle, and that's how they treat it. You know, I look at it like a business.
Yeah.
And that's how I treat it.
You touching a few dollars, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like people laughed at it. Like, I don't sell shoes.
No, you sell more than shoes.
Yeah, I sell me.
And that, like we was talking, that'd be the difference. Like my barber, mm-hmm. It's not a lot of barbers out here doing the things he's doing.
No,
but he sells himself.
Yeah,
I mean from the clippers to the shikis, to the all that, he's selling himself.
He making it hip hop.
Because he started doing the chain and stuff, too.
He making it.
Shout out to John Freshblade.
That's a fact. He making it look cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of dudes go to work and they try to cover it up because, they don't want to wear their best shoes. They don't want to wear chains or they don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to get fitted because, you know, you cutting hair. You know, that shit might get on me. Johnny going to get fly on your ass. With a gold chain, cut your hair the best. It's what the people want to see, man. It's,
you know how many people hit me up like I'm about to finally make an appointment with your barber. I'll be like, all right, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. I'm willing. Like now, I got a little established. You know, with him, I'm with him 6 years, so I'm doing things that a couple people are not doing.
Yeah.
But like recently, my hair grew out. I let that bad boy grow out 6 weeks. Mm. Cause our time wasn't mixing, but I was like, ain't nobody else cut my hair.
Yeah, I joke with him all the time, like, bro, I wish I had hair. Because, you know, I'd definitely be in that rotation. I'd definitely be there.
And it's people. I mean, same thing with you. It's people watching him. Mm-hmm. So when he posts my head, literally 6-7 different wave accounts. You know, they'd be posting wave heads, all this thing. I mean, they'd be having followers, 93,000. You know, they'd be having people, you know what I'm saying? Now they following me because he posted my head, and all I'm doing, I'm just going through the motions every day. You know, I'm just brushing, you know? But because of who connection, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm getting seen on different, now I'm not, you know, I ain't entering no wave contest. I don't got the time. I don't got the time, but I still do it. I love it.
Yeah.
Get the attention on it, but it's about making your own brand.
Say, man, you the brand.
And he doing it. He's doing it.
Yeah, I. It's like.
Did y'all ever hoop?
Man, Johnny. Yeah, for sure.
Who won?
So, well, we never even like played high school, but we did AAU though. I got that one over Johnny.
I gotta find out. How'd that play out?
It was actually, it's a funny story, man, because my friend Joe Roberts, Jumping Joe Roberts, he was like my brother. So he was staying with us. He went off to college and he came back home. We had a little AAU tournament. I don't even know if Johnny remember, but I do. Cause, you know, it was more so Joe. I remember Joe. He was like, man, Liggins about to kill you. They say he like this. I'm like, bro.
Y'all was in high school or younger?
Yeah, this was high school.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm like, bro, I'm different. I kept telling him, like, yo, I'm different. he was like, no, he gonna kill you, kid. And I was just getting madder and madder, but I was just keeping my composure.
Yeah.
So Johnny didn't even know, like, when I seen him, it was like, oh.
Like, yeah, you had that last dance mentality on him.
I'm sorry, but I gotta go. I gotta do this. So it was like,
somebody open the box on you. Somebody open it. It's not your fault, but this is about to come to you.
Yeah, one of those moments.
But
for real though, on the serious side, that boy can hoop, man. Him and his brother.
Going to school with him was like, okay, I go to school with the dude. Then having a relationship with him in the school, like you felt like you was that boy.
Yeah.
I never realized the hype this dude had till I left. And I went all the way to Solon. Like I went to Lutheran East my freshman year. Mm-hmm. They were talking about him. My senior, everybody knew him.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, when I started to really understand like how crazy it was, like he played for a D4 school.
Yeah.
Solon was D1.
Yeah.
And I know dudes who couldn't keep up with him.
That's a fact.
At all.
Yeah. And in high school, I kind of like stayed in my little of myself, you know what I'm saying? I hoop with different people, but I was really like a loner for real. Yeah. I had my friends. I really didn't even hang around hoopers. So everybody I heard was good. Everybody, I always kept it quiet. I was one of them players like, that nigga, he's coming. He coming to the, he's coming. We playing him today. Yeah, I was not one of those like, oh, he nice. No, he's coming.
I mean, dude's taller than him and he yamming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that.
Yeah.
One of the smoothest dudes, like, and a handle? Oh my God. Like, no. Nah, like, see, the thing is, it's different. It's like, I'm like a D Wade type of nigga. Like I'm gonna hit you, but I'm gonna get to my spot. It's like it's gonna be hard to stop me. But Johnny is really like one of those guys where you really ain't trying to get embarrassed because he got a handle
and a shot
and can score and he is like he's not getting tired.
No, you ever play with him at LA Fitness?
Mm-mm.
It's ridiculous.
I ain't played with him in a long time. I just remember his game from.
It's ridiculous. He'll tell you I'm not what I used to be, but we still all sitting here like, what are you doing? Yeah. What's going on? And then you can't do nothing but like respect it. Like,
yeah. Boy can go.
It's still going. Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out John, man.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So you still be hooping?
Yeah, here and there.
You ain't never played for the Lou League?
Yeah, I play. I never had a real team. I always jump on people's teams.
Okay.
Mid-season, play a couple of games and be out.
I be trying to play now. I still shoot. Don't have me running up and down that court though. At this point, that's embarrassing. That's an embarrassment to see. Yeah. I went to LA Lifetime. I was playing courts. I had a couple buckets. After about eight,
it was over.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna sit down. Y'all running too much. I don't like running.
Man,
I can't stand running.
Running gonna get it off you though. And especially you going to the forest.
That's facts. Man. So like my legs right now, they hurting because I'm running around here, running in the gym. They hurt. I don't like it. Man, that's crazy. So, we got the shoes, but you grew up in Mississippi.
Yeah, born
and
raised.
When you come to Cleveland?
When I was eight, nine.
Okay. How was that?
It was, man, we was excited.
We're out in Mississippi. My grandfather stayed in Tupelo, and it ain't nothing out there.
Yeah, we grew up in Meridian. Well, we was born in Meridian. The cab, it's like borderline. But we was raised in the country though, like this little town called Hopewell,
okay,
in Neshoba County. I don't know if you seen Mississippi Burning. It's a movie.
I've definitely seen bits and pieces of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
It's where they burnt the church at with them girls and stuff. Like that's where I'm from. That town.
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm talking about. You still see the little plantation homes, that type of shit. So, like,
it's still
700 people.
It's still a little radical down there like that, though?
I don't know, man.
What do you think about what's going on in today's world with black people?
That's touchy.
It's definitely touchy.
It's touchy because it's like, like, the same fear that I can have for a white policeman, though. White man, the same fears probably I have for a black man,
like, just walking
or
out.
A black female.
That's a conversation a lot of people not having though.
Yeah,
they act like it don't exist.
Yeah, because they want to ignore it. They want to ignore that part of it, but it's like
you can't.
I don't think white people doing us no worse than how black people doing us. I be saying some shit, man. Like, how can you do somebody like that?
And then somebody that looked just like you.
Just like you, man.
And then cry victim.
Mm-hmm.
We don't got nothing. Can't have nothing. This is how they look at us.
And then I don't respect, like, if me and you in the room, I talk to you a certain type of way, but then it's a nigga over there, and he can talk to me, but I can't talk to him like that because it's like a type of fear.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at it. Like, nah, I'm going to be a man regardless. If I'm talking to you like that, or I'm talking to you like that, like, I'm not going to stop talking how I talk because, like, I fear you. And that's how black people, I feel like a white person can sit up here and kill us right on camera and you don't go help them, but you will help somebody that.
I make that argument to a lot of people because what I do, I have the ability to see both sides. But some of the stuff I've been seeing, it's like, man, you don't talk one way when it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's happening, you stuck.
Yeah.
So like that George Floyd situation, I've struggled day in and day out. And I'm not saying George Floyd was the pinnacle of black man or nothing.
Right.
It was just the way this man was murdered. And that's
the only thing.
And then that's it. That's the way this man was murdered was modern day slavery, lynching, whatever you want to call it. And I try to put myself in that position because you had two other officers that were sitting there watching.
Yeah.
But what I've been the dude who just stood there and watched, or what I've been the dude who have created so much emotion, you had to get off his neck.
Yeah, and that's why.
You had to.
So that's why sometimes I don't even like watching it, because I can sit here and lie to you, man, but I don't know. I don't know what I would have did. Like, you get so angry, man. You get so angry looking at you, like, man, I just would have did something, but then you really put yourself in that situation, you be like, these motherfuckers gonna kill me.
They gonna kill you. They gonna kill you.
I gotta go home, man.
They gonna kill you. So and then they gonna kill you. It's gonna take away from what's actually
from
going,
what's
on,
really going
and
on.
All of them gonna get off.
Bro, it's just like, everybody was, it's, and then you dying for what?
So there's this girl. I don't agree with everything she say. You ever heard of Candace Owens?
Mm-mm.
So she's a Republican political activist speaker. And she said, black people are the people who stand up the most for the worst kind of black people. What she was saying is,
I ain't never thought about that.
We're quick to cry for the dude who was willing to break in your house. The sad part about it is true. The other part of it is, what he died for, or what you're trying to reconvict him for, he already dealt with. What are you saying to the young boys who's watching this and don't know nothing about convictions and stuff? They murdered that man.
Thanks.
I get aggravated with the black people who, in my mind, are sometimes whitewashed. And sometimes the way I talk, some people would be like, you whitewashed. And it's like, nah.
What
I'm
you
not.
Mean?
Like, if I say, what's one thing? Here's, so one of my arguments is, I hate that every time we deal with these situations, or police brutality situations, it's never a clean slate. They not coming to get you. If you've dealt with cops, you still here today. That means you know how to handle yourself to a degree.
Thanks.
But everybody else, George Floyd was high on heroin and fentanyl.
At the time.
He was high on heroin and fentanyl. So he had originally, the call on him was because of some fake $20 bill, something small, whatever. So my thing is, why'd you do the fake $20 bill? Okay. It is. It's a slap on the wrist, but you took a gamble on which cop you was going to get when you did that. These dope dealers out here who be doing what they doing. I ain't trying to take no bread out of nobody's pocket, but just like people say cops take a risk, so does this criminal. Some people will say, I'm whitewashed because I say that.
Nah, that's because they don't. They you saying something they don't want to hear. And that's black people.
And when I say somebody's whitewashed, it's when you're trying to reconvict somebody who's murdered because you know about their rap sheet. I'm not here to re-bring up his rap sheet.
No.
The reason he got a rap sheet is because he did the time or the service for what he did.
Yeah.
What he died for is not why he you know, he didn't die for, I mean, it's alleged that he had broken somebody's house and put a gun to a pregnant lady's belly or something like that. Okay. So I wasn't there. I don't know.
I don't believe that shit.
I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Whether he did or not, that's, I wasn't there. What I do know is if he did do it, you only know about it because it's public knowledge and he was convicted and tried and done for that. That's not how the dude didn't murder him because of that situation. So why are we continuing to bring that up? That's my issue. Is the, let's stop continuing to, I mean, let's just say he did do that. And then let's say he did that and had a mentoring with somebody and somebody brought him to real life saying, you messed up in the head, bro. You got to get it together. Now we're reconvicting a man who was possibly on his way to getting it together. We don't know what kind of reconciliation he did with this woman or anything. He could have been on his way to mentoring kids and all that. But we only remember, just like you say, we only stand up for the guys who do the worst.
Yeah.
Well, we never stand up for the guys who are doing the best or even giving them the possibility of. And that's what I be having a problem with. Why are we recreating issues that we don't need to talk about? That's not what he died for. So
yeah, but they want to make him look like that. That's the crazy part, man. Like,
and then we just don't help it.
Because I tell you that, like, I work with this girl today. She ain't the same color as me. You know what I'm saying? And she was talking about Ted Bundy. But look, check this out. It was interesting because how if me and you know somebody that killed four people, we like, that nigga crazy. Man. Right. Like, you're not really going to be really being hanging around them. But she was saying he was so fascinating to her. He's fascinating because he was so charming. She was just saying he was so charming. Everybody liked him. Like, you would be surprised, like, how many women that was contacting him in prison, like showing them news and stuff like that. And this man that killed 37 women, all black hair. And she like, and they all look like me. Like, he definitely would have got me. Like, she was so excited. You can just tell the excitement, but you can tell if a black man walked in there.
She need to check every month.
If a black man walked in that room, she would have killed herself because she would have been that scared. But you telling me that you fascinated by a man
who's known.
Known killer. And you look just like the women that he killed, dark hair, part in the middle. Like, you fascinated by how you look like that. So it's I think it's just they look at us like animals, like fear, yeah. Like, but they fascinated by themselves. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy. I mean, some people, because you got some good white people, man.
Got some amazing white people.
Amazing white people, man.
And my thing is the amazing white people, I don't have to tell how to relate to or how to interact with me. I don't have to tell you how to do that.
Facts.
I don't have to educate you on what we've been through. Yeah. You know. So it's no point in acting like we ain't been here before. And then let it be known. Like, I got a white boy I work with. Love him to death. He just got married. Shouts out to my boy Adams. Just got married, but he's a dude who will say to you, if we get in any situation with a white cop, just let me talk.
Yeah.
Just let me talk.
Yeah. And you can't get offended, because if you take him to the hood, you don't want that motherfucker to talk. Hey, listen here. Let me do the talking.
Because he don't know how the hood work.
Right.
He don't, but he'll get
that
over there and be talking.
Say something crazy and y'all both out of here. Hey, man, listen here. Let me get us out of here. It's, so you got to look at that situation, man. We don't look at it like that. We look at it like, what you mean, nigga? I can say, nah, let me talk. And all right, bro, you got it.
It's. So Biggie said, you want to see a change, you got to be a part of the change. You got to change yourself before you can see the change.
Facts.
I look at some, and then I relate that to somebody saying, and I don't really get into it a lot because I tend to piss people off with the Black Lives Matter type thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to somebody, an OG. He was like, look at Black Lives Matter, the sentiment of Black Lives, not the movement, the sentiment. And he said, look at it like a house that's on fire. But you got other houses right next to it. You got the Italian house, you got the white house, you got the Mexican house, you got the other, you got the Asian house. But the house right here is on fire. If you don't deal with this fire, every other house is gonna catch on fire. So you gotta deal with this. The problem is we got too many of the wrong firefighters trying to put this fire out. Mm. So we're expecting people, because they're in power, to deal with issues that we only really know the true meaning of. So it's like I'm trying to expect somebody who's never had to deal with the thought or understanding of slavery, because I've never been enslaved, but I know I'm connected on a lineage of people who did. So that it'll mess with my psyche, but I'm expecting somebody who never had to feel that to understand it. That don't even make sense.
Yeah, don't.
That don't even make sense.
At all.
That's like me saying, when you went to China and was trying to figure it out for your fam here, I'm trying to relate to you. That's not real. I ain't never been to China. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be our own change. But like you said earlier, a lot of us ain't even really trying to hear the conversation.
Nah. Cause they gone already.
And the possibility of change it seems so far.
Yeah, it's scary. Cause I know I got some people in Mississippi right now. They're scared of it, man. I'm trying to put my sister on the plane right now. She's 36 years old. I'm trying to take her to Vegas with her.
Okay.
And she never been on a plane.
Never.
I try to take my brother. He from Mississippi. I'm like, yo, let's go to Vegas. He's like, all right, cool. It's like, last week he called me like, and so we got to get on a plane, right? And yeah. All right. I'm like, you be all right. A couple of days later, he like, yeah, my job said I can't.
You tell him, you ask him how much you get paid a day? Tell him, I'll toss you the men's, bro.
No. The thing is, I'm like, man, you lying. Like, you lying, bro. Like,
some people
you
just
was
don't
just
wanna,
with it.
They don't want to come out their way.
Yeah, they stuck in them, man.
Stuck in them.
And you know what? It's crazy because the most things, I ain't scared of nothing. But I was scared. I was scared in my life when I went to China. That was like one of the scariest moments of my life. Is when I went to China. I went and I left. But the most things, like, I was most scared of in my life, I was most successful in my life. And that's real talk. Like, if I would have never went to China, bro, this shit would never be. Like, that shit changed my life.
You talked about it a little bit on either on a post or something. Just going there changed your life.
Yeah, it changed my life. I seen life whole totally different way. Cause it is literally like.
You think that's a problem with a lot of our people is they've never come not just out of their own way, but come out of what their comfortability of just even geographical area, like just where they live. They don't know anything outside of that. Try to tell somebody about the resources that a South Euclid, a Painesville, a Solon has who's literally lived their life on Kinsman.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's like you talking Chinese to somebody.
Yeah. They're not even trying because they'll literally get offended.
Mm-hmm. Cause this thing they like we stay in a community where like a black community where it's like when you popping you doing good, like you spending money, you got money in your pocket, like you really doing good. But are you though? Cause you walk around scared, nervous, who hating on you? You know, you thinking about a whole bunch of stuff. Man, I was in China. I was living my best life.
Really?
Yeah. I know no scared, no nothing. I'm walking the streets, all kinds of.
They look at you different.
None. They didn't show.
It's a lot of shorter people over there.
Yeah.
I probably need to go over there for real.
Yeah.
I would go over there feeling like a giant.
Yeah, you feel real tall. Like, yeah, hey, big bag.
bag, bro.
Nah, you do feel tall over there though. But they look at you though. They treat you like a.
You may look tall, but they got bread over. That's why when you was telling me about that, it's one of the biggest economies on the planet. But
that's why I say when people be like, I'm making money, I be like, man, you ain't making no money. These motherfuckers got that bank. But money, they got
buy everything.
Yeah, man.
That's another thing for our dollar to represent what may be $6 over there. We are so indebted to them.
Mm-hmm. They own us, bro. You should see it. That's why I tell them, like, I'm like, I don't really be scared by, like, what people think about my shoe.
Yeah.
Like, because you ain't seen what I seen. Like, you literally didn't see it. I'm trying to tell you that this is what they doing, but you really not going to get me. I don't care how many times I explain it. Like, I always been getting it. Like, it's a shoe authentic. It's this, bro. Listen, I wish y'all see, like, what I'm saying. It's no such thing. It's all about weight. It's the weight. Oh, it's no such thing.
Man, wait a minute. Hold on.
It's no such thing as a real or fake shoe. Me and you is real. We real. We right. talking. We, right. A mannequin is fake.
Right.
So how can I give you the same product, the same material, and call it fake? You, like, my mama created me. My dad created me, right?
Right.
A mannequin can't create me.
No.
Right?
Right.
So if I get the same, if you go and your mom and your dad created you, we human. We call human. It's the same thing. You can create the same thing. We got the same material as that Foot Locker getting, whatever big store you got.
So?
It's just contracts. It's just contracts, bro.
So? The whole concept of real and fake concerning shoes is based on weight.
It's weight. It's the weight of it. That weight turns into quality.
Really?
It's all about the quality of the shoe. I show you a snippet right now. The dude Off-White. What's his name?
The black dude.
Yeah, Virgil. That's his name.
Yeah, I think so.
So he got a quote and saying he love what the Chinese people doing. He think it's fascinating. He said, I can't believe I created this shoe, and I look at another shoe, and it look just like what I created. How can you get mad at that? So now, if nobody didn't look up, see, like, I had to because I wanted to do. Nike started, right? When the dad gave him $10,000. I don't think it was that. When he took him down and went to China. And he told him that he wanted his shoes to call Nike with a little check right there. Look at Nike now.
It's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
But nobody don't talk about the Chinese people that really doing it. They the ones that's making it happen. How can you sell me a shoe for $180? What you getting it for?
Nike Nothing. Nothing.
How can you sell me? Like, if I sell you a watch for $200, and I bought it for $190, why sell the watch? Like, what am I might as well give you that watch.
Yeah.
But if you selling me a shoe for $180, $200, how much are you really buying a shoe for?
Nothing.
But we don't look that far. You look, only black people is looking at, not even black people, it's all people. Like, you looking at it, how is John getting this shoe?
Yeah, and all the time. But yeah.
It's levels.
You seen the factories?
It's levels.
Really?
It's levels,
man, that's interesting. That's interesting to have an understanding to a degree that even if you talk about it, people won't understand.
They still won't understand.
They still won't
get it. So that's why, that's now I go back to my prices. And that's why I do that, man, because I know for a fact I can get you over the head for whatever amount of price I want, because I'm delivering. I ain't got room. I'm saying whatever I'm saying out my mouth is happening. And black people love that. They love for you to deliver and make it look good. They'll come shy with you more.
Oh, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? And
but then, like, I don't like this, but a lot of our people don't want to respect the fact that somebody just, I don't know how much you deal with this, but like, I do CCW with my pops, mm-hmm. and we charge $125 a class.
Okay.
We take that seriously. We're going over the laws. We're going over the proper ways of safety. We're going over everything you need to know. But Joe Schmo over here, he gonna charge you $50 and he gonna try and suck your titty.
Yeah.
So now, because you don't want him to do that, you gonna come to me and hope I charge
in between
$80.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's I got a product that I'm not, you know, I'm not so, shortchanging you on.
So answer this. Which one real or fake?
Between me and Joe Schmo?
Yeah.
Joe Schmo.
Why?
Joe Schmo is not getting, because I'll say from my experience, the majority of it is Joe Schmo is just trying to get off in other ways. Mm-hmm. For us, I guess this doesn't really relate to like a shoe product. Because for us, we giving you everything. We're giving you resources. We're giving you proper knowledge. What we don't want is for you to have to defend yourself and you go on the stand telling them we told you something that's wrong.
Right. So now switch it around. With Joe Schmo and yourself, y'all doing the exact same thing.
Well, then that's his price.
But would you change it?
Would I change it?
Would you change your price?
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like Nike, that's why I tell people all the time, Nike got their prices. StockX got their prices. I got my prices. When you hit my line and I told you we ain't gonna say a shoe. Say the shoe cost $600, right? But I told you $350.
Oh yeah, you definitely blessed me on the price on one of them joints.
Yeah, but hear me out. This, you know, this shoe $600, right?
Yeah.
I tell you $350.
Yeah.
And you tell me, okay, bet, let's do it. Right? We got an agreement.
Okay.
So I gave you $300 off. Why would you question my price from that point?
Because either they're trying to finesse you. Mm-hmm. Or they literally heard, or the second one is they heard, or they're trying to make it seem like they heard somebody else could do it for me for cheaper. But my thing is, when they do that, then why you still hit me up?
Like you would question my shoe.
Yeah.
Like you would question, bro. They, like I heard conversations like that, bro. It looked just alike, bro. I just can't believe that I got this shoe for $250. I just can't believe I got this shoe for $350. Like, but I'm looking at the shoe and yeah, it do check out, bro. But I just can't believe it. You know, I'm kind of skeptical. Like, but if you really had it, why would you even hit my line? You got like, I understand. Like, I can be a millionaire. If your prices relate to my want, I'm going to you. I don't care how much that shoe costs.
Right.
It can be less or more.
Right.
If I want that shoe, I'm going to want that shoe.
Right.
If you really, really wanted that shoe, and you know I'm selling it for way cheaper, why you hit me up, man, and question, giving me all these answers? You know, you just asking all these questions. Why you can just hit StockX and hit click, but you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Right.
You know you don't want to do that. When you can go to me, get the same shoe for that same one shoe for StockX price.
Now, here's what I do. I'm going to put my business out there. I treat you like Walmart. I'm price matching.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, bro, That's what they're selling it for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What can you do for me? And but at the end of the day,
it gotta make sense. See, I know you coming from, and I'm, and see, that's why a lot of people rock with me, because I'm on both ends.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to look out for you. Yeah. Like, I'm really not trying to just take you away. I'm looking out for myself, but I'm really trying to look out for you. If I get this shoe for a certain price and it don't make sense to me, I'm still keeping my price.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It gotta make sense to me. If it don't make sense, I'm not gonna do it.
And the other thing is, man, it means something to be able to build a relationship.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Because let's just say that on there. Let's say you selling the shoe for $250. I see it on StockX for $230. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody gonna be like, well, why would you pay the $250? I got a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I wanna be really real, he black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who owns StockX. So I'm gonna give back into my community, like we talk about all the time.
Facts.
And I'm gonna pay my mans, cause I got personal relationship with him, you know what I'm saying? He's always looked out.
Mm-hmm.
That $20 ain't nothing but what? Some food,
you
know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Gas money, you know what I'm saying? It's not nothing to make or break. Now, if I'd be like, hey, bro, they got this for $230, and you'd be like, hey, man, I need that $330, I'm be like.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
All love. It don't make sense.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It don't make a lot of sense.
Like, if you give me something and it say $280 on there, right? I'm like, yo, give me, bro. You send the price. No, matter of fact, I'm going to say some real lies.
The ones I sent you, they on Saks, they was $560.
Yeah.
You told me $400.
Yeah.
I was like, ain't nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, it's what you talk. But, like, from that point, what is it?
What you thought? I think people be having this because you supposed to be the homie. They be like, man, I thought you was gonna really look out for me. Yeah. It's like you don't see that,
bro. You don't see that.
You don't see it.
I'm telling you, it be shoes where it can literally say $860 on there. And I'm like, yo, bro, give me $450. I cut it in half. Give me $450, bro. That's kind of high, bro. Like, huh?
There's nothing else we're talking about then.
We don't have, and I know a lot of me, y'all know I would not respond to that.
Mm-mm.
I'm just not gonna do it.
I wonder what people be thinking when they be like, that's too much in your DM, like, ain't nothing else to talk about.
Hey, bro, I decided I'm not gonna do it. I'm like, hey, bro, hey, I hope your journey goes.
I hope you can find it.
Man.
I hope you can find it for whatever you're looking for.
I really hope you find it.
I hope somebody is generous to bless you with a gift.
Yeah.
Because you ain't about to get it this way.
Yeah.
You can look at my IG story. Yeah. If you don't buy from me, I'm not hurting.
Yeah, that's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Like, I'm at that position right now, and it's where it's like I can't. I don't get paid by your opinion. I just don't.
That relate to what I just told you. Somebody dipping in the conversation, or somebody just giving their opinion or something. Be like. Yeah.
Cause it's niggas out there hate what I do. They hate it. They like, oh, he doing this. He's selling this. He said they don't know shit. They never even touched the soil. How can you tell me? How can you really? I know Michael Jordan. I done stayed with Michael Jordan. I'm telling you about Michael Jordan. But you've seen him on TV. But you think you know Michael Jordan because you don't watch this nigga for your whole life on TV.
On TV. Never had a conversation.
I talked to Mike.
Didn't get to shake his hand or nothing.
Nothing. But you would tell. You would sit here and you would argue me up and down about Mike.
It don't make sense.
I'm working with these people. I'm shoulder to shoulder with these people. I'm seeing women cut their hair bald. This bro. There's no lie. I'm seeing women cut their hair bald. They in the line. They get paid for it. They hang that same hair up. In a fucking window with a packet on there for you to go buy. What's real or fake? Like, that's what we talking. What's real and what's fake?
Right.
But you know what? Like, it's funny because we sit up here and we see a badass chick.
Yeah.
She got her hair done. She done spent a couple, few dollars on her hair.
Yeah.
Lashes, nails, all that shit fake.
Cause it ain't hers.
But you sit up here and tell me, I give you a decent price and you tell me my shoes fake. But you sitting up here, your whole fucking body fake.
Everything. Head to toe. Your nail's not even fake.
Your nail's not even right. You can't blink your eyes with your own eyelash.
Bruh.
You can't blink without being fake.
You got tattoo eyebrows on. And for these dudes out here, your hairline not even real. You know what I'm
saying? That's what I said. Before I get a fake hairline.
With the wave drink, I'm so sick when I be seeing that stuff on Instagram. I be like, bruh, they putting fake hair and brushing it like it's...
Man, don't come to me about
my... You got glue on your hair.
Don't come to me about my shoes, man. And you can look however you want to look. You can go gold hair today. You can go fucking blue hair today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you fucking purple.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Let's get this money.
That's all it is. It's merit.
Let's get this money, man.
How we relating on this, what matter?
And we coming in the thing to say, the crazy thing is, Chinese people in this factory making everybody's shoes. Right? It's just levels. My name growing right now. But it's a young nigga out here doing the same shit. He just don't got a name right now. I'm buzzing. By the time I hit that buzz, like, damn, everything he do is raw.
So that kind of speak to this, because before I start, like, starting this, I watched Joe Rogan's podcast. Mm-hmm. He's got the biggest podcast on Apple, or biggest podcast on... He just got... Spotify just paid him $100 million just to have him only put his podcast there. $100 million. Before that, his podcast grossed $30 million in a year. So I was like, I'm about to be the Black Joe Rogan podcast.
Bro,
Nothing else to talk about. I'm about to be the Black Joe Rogan. I'm going to do it my way, but I'm about to be the Black Joe Rogan. I'm going to have a guest on here, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to vibe, and that's just how it's going to be. And I'm going to develop the numbers that Joe Rogan has.
And it's a good vibe. I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just how we going to do it. But at the end of the day, like you said, it's a dude here who ain't got what you got, but he on his way. We ain't trying to figure out if the conversation real or fake. We just, he said this is what he going to do, and he delivering on it. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
He said, hey, I want this shoe. You send me that picture? Hey, send me a picture. Look at that picture. I promise you, in about 7 to 14 business days, you had that same shoe.
Yeah, I got mine today. Lovely. Lovely. Like, they coming on the trip. I'm not going to wear them till.
Me growing up, I literally had to share. Me and my brothers, we had to share our shoes. My brother, my oldest brother, he had the nicest shoes. Me and my little brother, we kind of like had to share our shit. And I hooped. So sharing after my shoes really wasn't.
It's a bad day for him, brother.
It was a bad day. It's a funny story between me and two. But, it'll be a bad day.
Thank God we ain't sharing shoes today.
Yeah, I'm talking about sitting on the porch. My shoes got to sit on the porch. That's how bad it was, because I'm wearing them to school, but I'm hooping all day.
Your shoes been to work.
Bro.
They punched in.
So, to have any shoe I want, like, I can literally just wake up like, damn, I want this shoe.
How many shoes you got?
It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
I used to have them back in the day, Pelo.
It's crazy.
But then I ended up selling a lot, and I'm just trying to get back to, how I like to live. But
I gave away. But it was garbage bags and shoes.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about, not the little white garbage bag. No, I'm talking about the black ones. Duffy
hold these bad boys. Yeah. I don't need you to rip out of nothing.
Yeah. Just gave them away.
Toughies.
And I'm more so like, I'm the type of person, I wear that shirt one time and it ain't gonna look right when I put it back on. So I can wear some shoes for a few times, and I probably won't even wear them no more.
You know, that's the kind of problem I be having. Then I be like, fool.
Yeah.
You still building. You ain't. Yeah. But what messed me up, I was having a real conversation with somebody, because people, I used to not know how to rebuttal this, Because people be like, why you spend all that money on shoes? Them shoes ain't doing nothing for you. And, you know, they ain't getting you nowhere. And my response is, I just like to live a certain kind of way. Yeah. I like to dress a certain kind of way, these kind of shoes. But then I met this dude. He was like, we wear the same shoes. Do you have a dollar for each individual pair of cost in your bank account? You paid $250 for them shoes. You put $250 in the bank.
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't have bought them shoes.
Yeah.
And if you really want to get real with it, you paid $250 for them. Did you put $500 in the bank?
Yeah.
You should be able to buy them twice.
Yeah.
So now that's what I be on. If I don't buy nothing,
yeah,
a couple of times, it's just because I need to be able to buy the shoe at least once or twice before I make a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna buy what I like, but at the same time, you ain't gonna be able to say nothing to me.
Yeah, you're gonna be smart.
I gotta be able to make sure I can have my priorities taken care of and still look and smell the part. Cause I like fragrances.
Man.
But yeah.
I think that's one thing about like a man. I think he should have that smell to him.
Oh, bruh.
Got to, man.
Bruh. You got that bond on? Is that what you got on?
No, I got that. Oh, open
this show. That Aventus?
Dior.
Oh, the Sauvage?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I got Dior Sauvage. You got the perfume? Nah, funny thing is, I just saw this lunchbox at Nike Outlet, and I was about to buy it. Yeah, I was about to. Because I was about to be like, man, I'm about to have me a little. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I got that Dior joint. I got the
I like the bottle, too.
Yeah.
And Snap-on.
You got the, but see, you got the Chanel Des Bleu and the Saint Laurent do the same thing.
Mm.
I'm gonna let you. But then I'm trying to get this Bond number 9, but it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah. Which one?
The Lafayette Street. It's that brick bottle with
the brown bottle. Yeah.
Then the blue one.
Ain't nothing touching that brown one though.
I be trying to tell people, man. If you gonna look a certain kind of way, you gotta smell it too.
You know about it's called
the Creed.
Straight from heaven, sent from heaven.
No, put me on.
I forgot. Yeah, it's crazy.
Is that sex?
Yeah,
straight from heaven.
The dude name, the dude that make it. But my Britt, my wife's her cousin, like I put it on one time. I walked past and he's like, hey man, come here. He pulled me to the side. He said, hey man, you can't be walking around here smelling like that.
No,
bro.
You can't.
Like we got women. We got women stuff. You can't walk. we joked about it, but
making statements. You making statements. That's how it be like, man. Like with your hair, with your shoes, with your fragrance, man. It's statements that's gotta be made. Mm-hmm. The thing is, you're making a statement for them to see and you can't really live that way. Mm-hmm. That become the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if it don't pertain to my daughter, when I buy a pair of shoes, I try to buy my daughter a pair of shoes and put the money away. You know, whatever the case is, you know, take care of her moms and stuff. You know, I'm handling my business.
Yeah.
I'm not just out here just trying to look like something and I'm a deadbeat on the other side.
You gotta be a certain way. I know. My best friend always like, man, why you so likable? Like everybody like you, they draw to you. I'm like, man, you gotta be intriguing, man.
Got to.
If I can see who you is in the first 5 minutes, that's something bad. That's wrong.
Oh, like, I got your whole makeup.
I know you. I can know you a good dude just off good vibe.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, like type of person. Yeah.
Type
of person you are, like what you like to do. If I can see that in the first 5, you messy or something like that. Ain't gonna work. Women like the men is intrigued. And I try to do that to my wife. Like, hey, she don't know what I'm gonna do.
Shout out
next.
To the wife, beautiful sure. Lady.
She don't know what I'm gonna do next. Like, because I wanna keep her on her toes, like, even with the rap and stuff, like I told her, well, if I do it, I'm gonna be successful at it. Man, it's gonna
staying in the pocket.
Yeah.
They out of pocket.
Man, and sometimes in the relationship, shit get out of pocket.
Yeah.
But you got to stay in it. You got to stay in it.
Until when?
Until you, and like your mama saying, you'll know.
Yeah.
You'll know when you gotta go. I mean, like, I felt like the shit that we went through was big and situations, but.
But the thing is, man, for y'all make it look so beautiful. People just never think. And that's what I don't get. Y'all make it look, what y'all did for y'all anniversary?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Appreciate it, man.
But the thing is, people take social media at face value.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be quick to be like, talk to me about this, and then be like, you'll never understand mm-hmm. because of what they see. They never asked you. You ever went through with your lady? You know, you ever been in a situation like this? They just take it for the simple fact that you got a couple of dollars, you was able to, you know, get this. Y'all couldn't go through what we going through.
Right.
And life ain't never been like that. It ain't never been like that.
It's crazy, like, how people, you would think people probably, like, view your whole life. Because people probably say, oh, they fake, they doing this. Pookie doing this. it's so much that they talking about. But like you said, if you didn't walk in those shoes, like, one of the main reasons why, like, I'm in madly love with my wife, because she was patient. Shit, you got to think, I'm 22 getting married. I'm a baby for real. I don't know. I'm the man everywhere I go, high school, college. I'm limiting myself right now. That's how I'm looking at it. Like, you serious? But I love my daughter and I love my wife. So I was like, this is what, I can't lose it. I might not be ready, but I can't lose that. I can't lose. Like, it's like a thing where you hanging on to something. You know you're not ready, but you just hanging on. Now, 10 years, and we stronger than ever. Everybody counted us out at 22. Only been together 1 year, bro. 22. Think about somebody is 22 right now. I'm worth
a square to piss at 22.
Bro, you just start. You literally just, you not even figuring it out. You just,
right.
You just done jumping in the water. Man. And I stop it right there. I stopped it. So it's like, my world stopped. So it's like, okay, well, I thought my world stopped. That part of that, having fun. But I don't been to college. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and
bro, it's a lot of shit that y'all doing now. Like, bro, I've been to college on the dorms in New York. So
I wasn't at college. I have a very strategic credits at Tri-C.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're high quality credits.
Yeah.
But there, I was a clown. I had a group called Fresh Boy ENT. Shouts out to everybody who remember that.
Okay.
Man, we used to throw parties. Like you saying, I done college. And for me, it got bad because I had a class at every campus.
See.
So everybody knew, bro.
Have you been to college? Knew. Shout out to people who've been to college.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because it's like, I never had because me and my, like, how I talk now, I talk to my wife.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, we chop it.
Okay.
Like, the people don't know that, like, we really chop. Like, I'm seriously.
Yeah.
I'm talking about deep conversation. Like, I could be like, yo, but she be like, man, I already know. She was my friend since 11.
I saw that. Y'all.
My friend since 11, like, that's my nigga, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, serious. Like, and that's crazy because that was one of the hardest things to even be married, because it's like, we couldn't take each other serious.
Yeah.
At point. And man, we went through some changes, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always been solid. The foundation always been there.
Yeah.
But it ain't always been smooth. Shit was, like, you know, rocky. So it's like, you got to learn to appreciate that. You got to learn to appreciate it. And that's the reason why I'm still rocking. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm a rock till the wheels fall off. Because
did y'all go to counsel?
We did, but it didn't work out in her favor.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay.
She ain't like it.
Okay. But y'all still rocking. And that's the end goal, man.
And counseling is every day. you gotta learn, man. Like, it's like I said, that's everybody facts. Got their own opinion. That's what a counselor is. Like, I don't care how you put it. He getting paid to tell his opinion.
Yeah.
And don't get mad.
Whether it's educated or not.
You can't get mad at him or not. Like, yeah. That motherfucker can go home and be
doggy.
That motherfucker, he's probably so in love, he can't see nothing that motherfucker doing at home. She probably saying everything, but he can tell you how he feel and how he think you should go about doing it. That's the way of life.
Out of pocket.
Yeah.
It's on all platforms. It's on all platform. What happened? How this come up?
Oh, well, my rapper shit. Niggas out of pocket.
What happened? Hey, so the video came out, or the little intro. I'm like, you know, I'm just, you know, scrolling. And I turn around. I'm talking to somebody. I'm just hitting. I'm like, I'm still on this nigga's IG story. What is going on? I'm like, oh, he releasing something. Oh, all right then. Let's find out what it is. And then, you know, the little verse came out. I was like, might have just found a theme song for these niggas out here. Wow. I swear I'll be listening. I'll be like, you out of pocket today, bro.
You out of pocket.
Get back in place. Need to get back in place. How'd that happen?
Man, it's funny because my little brother hit me up. Like, my oldest brother, he rap.
Okay.
And he was the one in the video.
Okay.
And I always go to the studio with him. He'd be like, yo, jump on the track or something. I jumped on this last track with him. It's called Ben's Pull Up. It's on Apple Music too.
I think I saw it.
So I jumped on that, and I think I did okay. But my little brother was like, hey man, you know, the type of voice. He's like, I'm like, bro, I don't got no voice for no rapper.
Yeah.
And he like, no, bro, like, you got some shit people want to hear, man. You can really go. I'm like, shit. He like, man, just make a song and put it on tape and just see how you like it. Yeah, I know it's going to be raw. So, you know, I blew one, couple of them. So I was like, fuck it. Sat on my mama porch. They laughing at me the whole time. They like, oh, my God, you trying to be a rapper. Like, oh, man. So I'm writing. But I'm in my head, I'm gone. But I'm like, this sound raw. I'm like, this sound raw.
Yeah.
And I always rap about like, what's really going on.
Yeah.
Like, everything I say in my rap, like, I don't be capping. I make it a little animated so it can sound raw.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, I ain't talking crazy. And I just put it together. And then when I was rapping it, I was getting tongue twisted, everything, bro. Like, I really, like, practiced that song. So when I went in the studio, I was so pumped. Like, I was so, like, it's like it had to get out of me. So I'm like, fuck it. And everything, the whole feel, I had to beat
that's that
everything.
Far. That's that far right there. Yeah. That's that far. Having the influence you have in the city right now, I mean, I'm listening to you talk about your people, your friends. What's your team like?
We strong, man. It's the foundation, my brothers, of course.
Yeah.
No, shout out to them. And, just the boys that's around us, man. Like, you know, a couple of them fell off. They couldn't make it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's cool. There's no love lost. But,
no.
You know? But the team that we do got, man, is, yeah, I try to look at it like the captain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, but I try to, we treat everybody equal. No matter who getting it more or who getting less, we try to, you know, lift each other up. If you're not, you know, we'll try to call you out on that because it's a brotherhood.
It's not about how much you're making, it's about what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't care who rapping, who selling clothes, who doing this, or who selling shoes. Like, it's like, let's treat each other equal. Let's do this the right way.
You good if you find one.
Yeah.
If you can get a team like that,
yeah,
you blessed.
My mama raised some good boys, though, man.
Okay.
For real.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah, she raised some good boys. You know, we got our ways, but
you got each other back.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it is, man. So what's next? What's next?
I don't know. I mean, out of pocket, kind of going crazy.
It is. Cause you still posted, what was that, 3 days, 3-4 days ago?
I ain't know it was gonna, I knew people would rock with me, but I ain't know it was gonna get a little buzz like that.
Oh yeah.
I think it could have buzzed even more if it get the right listeners, but cause that song hot, man. I'm not even saying cause of me, like I like that song cause it's like, I'm a country nigga, but I got that Midwest in me too.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
I'm bringing all that.
Okay.
I'm bringing all that.
I mean, it's a banger.
Yeah.
You talking to people about putting it in like clubs?
Yeah, we working. We is working though.
So it's another couple of dollars that might be hitting.
Yeah, man.
Pocket.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I ain't no rapper, but these niggas getting money. I ain't saying shit.
Yeah, but I mean, are you rapping about something that is real for you?
Yeah.
We know too many rappers out here that just your lyrics don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a likable person.
Yeah.
You got around the right people. The right people like you. Put you on.
Yeah.
It can happen like that.
And the crazy thing is, my wife, she cold, man. Like, she like a, she give me ideas, bro. Out this world that really was helpful for the fam, for real. And as far as money situation, like, it was my birthday. I think I talked to you about this.
Yeah.
And like, it's my birthday, man.
I got shivers on that.
Bro, it was crazy. She like, I already said I was going to have a ones party. And she like, that'll be raw. She like, but matter of fact, now, shit, dope, a ones sale. $50% off. No, it's $50 off any shoe. Any ones.
Why wasn't I at this party?
Bro. When I tell you everybody had ones on, we snapped the pitch. You like, now post the, post the thing. Bro, it was a Friday. By Sunday, we was looking at, I think we made 40 and the Connect made 20.
And 60 bands in 2 days.
Off her saying that.
She's a brilliant mind.
She brilliant, man. She brilliant. And my team, I'm talking about my team, more kicks. Like it's like we, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting them in position, man. Like seriously. It's everybody eats. That's the motto.
Yeah.
That's the motto. And you might see more kicks off. You might think it's me, but it's somebody else. Look under that name. It might say Only God Can Guard Me, but it's a lot more people got that same profile picture as me.
So wait, you got...
We working, man.
You got levels like that?
Yeah, bro, you got to think. Okay, everybody want to do everything, right?
Yeah.
So they going to come. They going to ask for advice. They going to ask you how you do it. Man, come join the team. We supply everybody with more kicks. But it's like my dream so big, it can fit everybody else in it. So you got your own business inside my business. Everybody eats.
And you eating.
Now, like look at it like this. Dollars. Look at it like this. If I put you on and I tell you, I'm going to give you a shoe at my price, and I know you a beast.
Right.
I know you know a lot of people. I know you a beast.
Right.
You go, you get everything at my price. Come see me at the end of the month.
Oh, you doing it.
You
like
might make 10,000. You might make 10,000 at the end of the month. I tell you, give me a small percentage. Out of that 10, I say 3. Give me 3. But it's just 40 other niggas doing the same shit.
You still...
Everybody eats.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 10 then, bands then, on the table. But I'm... You take 7.
But it's like we talked about. Like, a lot of times I see you winning, so I look like you to a degree. I can do it too. But you winning off of the strength of you know what you're doing to a degree and the relationships you done built over the years.
Yeah. I'm only just giving you that opportunity. I'm not telling you that you finna be doing what I'm doing, but you can because you can be better than me. I literally search for people that's better than me. Like, I want you to be better than me. Because if you better than me, we'd be successful as a team.
This podcast is sponsored by More Kicks.
More Kicks.
More Kicks. Make sure you check my man's out. What's your IG?
Only God Can Guard Me 3.
Only God Can Guard Me 3. And then if you do appreciate this podcast, make sure you go on Anchor. Make sure you subscribe on Apple, subscribe on Spotify, and any other podcast platform we're on. Show your support. And let us know what you think. So, but yeah, man, that's what's up, man. It was all a dream.
Nope.
Wasn't all a dream.
No, basketball was the only.
Oh, basketball was the only dream.
It was the only dream. Basketball was the only dream. But basketball showed me so much, man. It showed me how to deal with people. It showed me a lot by myself.
Yeah.
What you gonna do when that time running out and you down 10, it's a minute left. I was clutched. I'm one of the clutchest niggas in Cleveland too. These niggas know too. I beat Glenville at the buzzer. Championship game.
And you came out when? Oh.
Six.
Came out six.
I'm the only person that won two Senate championships from two different teams back to back year. I went to Rose, won. Went to Collinwood the next year and won.
You over there pulling LeBron.
And we beat Collinwood the first year.
Oh.
And I went to the school that I beat and won it for them the next year. Legend.
Ah.
Like Collinwood, Collinwood, it's like a LeBron thing before.
That's what
LeBron
I'm saying. You over
it.
Here pulling LeBrons.
Yeah, but LeBron and beat Cleveland. I actually beat Collinwood. Go there the next year. The same team I beat. They hate me.
Win it for them.
And beat the rivalry. Glenville. I'm a legend at Collinwood.
That is
I'm
heavy.
I'm a legend at Collinwood.
That's
man.
Heavy. Hey. That's heavy, my guy.
Yeah, they can say what they want to say.
Yeah. Look, man, it's been a pleasure. We could probably sit here and talk to these people here off all day.
For sure.
But it's gonna happen again, time and time again. Let people know.
You're fucking with me.
Okay. Okay. Let people. Man, he's such an idiot.
Yeah, man. I had to throw that in the.
Yeah,
rap.
You did, right, man. But dang, man, I just thought. Yeah. Anyway, let people know where they can find you at, man. Let them know where they can purchase from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Y'all can find me on. Instagram, Only God Can Guard Me 3. And y'all, this new Out of Pocket coming out. It's on all platforms. We can get that out. Start listening to that. It's a banger, y'all.
Link will be on the Great Area Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Page. We got you.
Yes, sir.
Well, man, it's been a pleasure. We about to sign out. Y'all be blessed.
Hope this show about to blow, too, man. You're going to be raw.
Okay.
You're gonna be that. You're gonna be the biggest podcast in this.
Hey man, I'm taking all of the support. I'm taking all, man. Share this, man. Share it. Once you start seeing the clips, share it. I'm putting all. This is all my bread.
Yeah, I followed you today, man. Yeah. I'm like, man,
it's all my bread. I ain't got no. I mean, I got a couple people who have donated. Shout out to Dom Diddy. Shout out to the other people who, donated towards the equipment and everything. But. Outside of that, man, I'm looking at the resources. I'm doing all this. You know what I'm saying?
That's raw.
You know what I mean? It's going to happen. So we taking it where it's going to go. That's it, man. It's been a blessing.
Yes, sir.